Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Well, our tropical system over the Caribbean finally upgraded to Tropical Storm Isaias. Over the last several hours, late Wednesday night, a storm now that it has a center will continue to move northwest and have a chance to move a little bit more northward with time. Looks like there'll be some land interaction with Haiti and or the Dominican Republic today. That's very mountainous terrain. There are peaks between 5 and 10,000 feet there, and that will likely disrupt this storm at least some. And if nothing else, level off the organization and intensification and perhaps even weaken it some. The center may have a tendency to jump around a little bit, and it may end up a little bit north of the island by tonight. And then it's over some very warm water of the southwestern Bahamas, and while conditions are not ideal otherwise, in other words, there's some sheer and there's some dry air nearby, but especially sheer, still looks like there'll be some organization and strengthening then over the southwestern Atlantic, and the potential for at least a moderate tropical storm to be approaching southeastern Florida by Saturday. Now, the tendency and the track model tendency has been to push this thing a little bit more east with time, and I think that's the case now that we've got a developed center and a stronger storm trying to develop. So that may very well end up meaning a center that goes east of Florida or maybe just barely catches the southeast edge of Florida, and that would also mean then east of Jacksonville. On a track like that, we would expect some bands of heavy rain Sunday and Sunday evening north and northwest of the center, but any significant direct impacts would not necessarily really occur in our area, especially with a track to the east of Jacksonville. That doesn't mean we're completely in the clear, but it wouldn't be a major storm for us right here at home. And of course, there are still going to be adjustments in that track, and we have to carefully monitor how this storm evolves and moves. It's certainly not set in stone. We always want you to stay updated on the latest forecast and to always be prepared during the hurricane season. So we would see some bands of heavier rain potentially Sunday and Sunday night. An increase in rip currents at our area beaches, potentially dangerous rip currents by later Sunday and Sunday night, with the best advice to stay out of the water. And rough seas and surf. Winds would be breezy, but not terribly strong. And again, as long as the track is to the east, the rainfall would likely cut off then. Sunday night into Monday would be on the drier side of the storm. So the best chance for any enhanced rainfall would be Sunday during the day into the early evening hours, based on what we're seeing right now. And then there may be a landfall up in or near the Carolinas by Monday night into Tuesday as Isaias continues to move to the north and then turns more northeast up the eastern seaboard and then out to sea over the northwestern portions of the Atlantic. So to repeat once again, tropical storm Isaias has formed over the Caribbean pretty much as expected. Took a little while, but it's gotten the job done. It looks like there will be some land interaction with Haiti and the Dominican Republic today, which should at least level off any intensification and possibly cause some weakening before it reemerges to the north of the island and over the southwestern Atlantic tonight into Friday, affecting the Bahamas, where tropical storm watches and warnings are in effect, and then perhaps coming pretty close to the southeastern coast of Florida during the day on Saturday. By Sunday, the storm will be moving up the east coast to the east of Florida and likely east of Jacksonville. As it does so, some bands of heavier rain may pinwheel their way back across Jacksonville and northeastern Florida during the day Sunday into Sunday evening. Winds will come up some. There'll be rip currents at area beaches and rough seas and surf. And then once the storm is to the east into the northeast of Jacksonville, it would cut off the rain and the moisture supply, and we'd still just have breezy winds, but the winds would go offshore, which would be a surfer's delight by Monday. Again, it is still early on this storm system, and there are a lot of question marks to be answered yet, and there'll be some changes and updates on the forecast and the intensity, so stay up to date with your First Alert forecast right here on 104.5 WOKV and at Action News Jax, CBS 47 and Fox 30. Of course, Talking the Tropics with Mike, updated round the clock too at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. The First Alert forecast and an update on the tropics. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for 104.5 WOKV.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.